This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I couldn't move fluidly, and I was very breakable, right. Fragile as a person. I played what was called summer league basketball, trying to make the team as a freshman, junior varsity. This is a private Jewish school, so set the bar
Isn't
low.
It, what is
and
it, I couldn't Dairy quite. Academy?
I'm not done yet. So don't fucking talk to me yet.
I think there's a lot of reasons you didn't make the team. You at the tryout.
I had an
Give me another shot, coach.
Attitude
fucker.
Problem.
Welcome to another edition of the HeadGum Podcast, January 15th, 2021. We're all here. We're all present. This is our first time starting the show today. Danny Sellers with us, the most requested guest of the show, I think in its entirety slash history. Mike Comite, thanks for joining us. Amir Blumenfeld here for better or for worse.
What the hell?
What do you mean?
No, yeah, it's fine, I guess. I should say that we recorded for 2 minutes before I realized I wasn't recording anything. We had to start over. So I guess I deserve that gentle ribbon.
Comedy gold. It was definitely comedy gold.
Gone. Yeah. Lost forever. Like the Dream Team practice game that was like, people talk right. about it still, but nobody remembers it. That's what the first 2 minutes of this pod
yeah, it's
will
Grateful
be.
Dead live at Cornell University in 1977. Everybody thinks they were there, but they weren't.
We all know about a Don Cheadle joke, but nobody really remembers how
what
it
about
went.
Don Cheadle waking up to see the sunrise? So D-A-W-N.
That would have been my big break joke for sure. You ruined it.
That joke on this show breaks you into Hollywood mainstream.
All over the New Yorker and like Vulture. Like the best joke in comedy this week.
Amir knew it and he just deleted his recording.
Oh no, I'm still rolling. We're good now.
All right. Oh, I had a segue and I forgot it.
Don Cheadle, Black Iron Man, maybe?
It had to do with you, Danny.
Something around...
Breakthrough comedy.
Martin King Day?
No.
Oh my God.
Is that this weekend, though? Do we have Monday off?
Yeah, sure. Monday.
I mean, yeah, I had already passed when this records.
Right.
When this drops.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was last yeah. Monday, we should
But Amir,
say.
You don't get the weekend off. You never get a weekend off because you have to edit... On Sundays, right?
I don't have to, but yeah, I like to work on Sundays so that I can complain on Mondays. And people are like, oh my God, how was your weekend? I'm like, shitty, I had to fucking edit on a Sunday, even though I could have done it on right. a Friday, but sure. I never do. Yeah, I need the deadline.
This is the most staggered intro to the show we've ever had, and I can't help but feel it that it's Amir's fault. Because we did record for 2 minutes, and it was gold. We were like in a good flow. Danny had a great Don Cheadle joke. Mike Comite was in the building. And now
I shrugged.
It was
shrugged.
Lead, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Maybe I'll just right here. We'll put because we do have Danny's audio right here. I'm gonna
no.
Okay. And he deleted it.
I deleted it.
I deleted mine as well. Absolutely, I did. Friday, January 15th. This is not your fault. This is Amir's fault.
It's good actually. It's good that it's lost forever because now we'll start to our memories too will fade and the joke yeah. will be lost in time.
On today's episode, we had Micah, Jake and Marika on. So this week is an entirely new lineup. I don't know if that's ever happened where week to week there is not a repeat guest.
I was going to say
sort of interest.
I listened to now last week's episode and you didn't use the cold open idea that I had the week previous.
That was elite.
And I thought that was going to kind of like I thought that was going to be like a thing but you sort of abandoned it right away. So I was curious about it. I think Danny's also a little miffed by the lack of note taking.
My agent
did you think about it or you just completely forgot?
Will yell at me.
In touch, for sure.
What's going to happen is that Sellers is going to have another great bit on this episode, and then we'll put it as the cold open in 3 months.
Oh, I see. It's on a 12-week delay. Okay. All right. That makes
sense.
Yeah.
Hit us with your three favorite Brooklyn Heights, Park Slope, Borum Hill spots during COVID only. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Number one, my living room couch.
Got it.
Mm. Number two, the office chair I'm sitting in right now. That's another room. Mm-hmm. Number three, my bed.
Okay.
Is the third
I'm
one.
Worried. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. I'm worried that people don't have access to that.
Actually, my bed is a speakeasy on 7th and Bergen.
He's in the hottest
Brooklyn
spots.
You sort of
have to
walk through a payphone. Yeah, at the back of a hot dog diner.
The dress code.
The office chair makes an amazing hot toddy this time of year.
Hot toddy. Hot Theodore.
A hot doggy.
Hot Donnie Cheadle. I fear that we're starting this podcast off on the wrong note. Not this episode. I mean this year. So we have these weird ideas coming from left then right, you know, cold opens, you know, things that people aren't used to in the tone of the podcast. Erstwhile Team Coco is fucking taking over. I mean, my God, they got Rory Scoville. They poached Nicole from our asses, pulled the rug up from under Danny. I mean, who's next? I can't help but feel that in a couple of weeks, this will be the Team Coco podcast.
Us talking about shit we have no idea about. Like, we don't work here.
I know I'm for sale for sure. Yeah. If they just offer me a salary that's $1 more than I'm making now, I will gladly, if not sadly, leave this. No offense, guys, but hellhole. I mean, who wants to be
you
here?
You started this.
No culture.
You started the whole endeavor and you would abandon it for a dollar?
Yeah, I guess that comes out feeling like kind of petty.
Because people are starting
okay.
to
let me think
starting
about
to
it.
Give you, Jake, and Marty credit for kind of forecasting this gold rush of podcasting. Like Team Coco is just getting into it. Earwolf is gone, a shell of itself.
Oh my God.
And what's that?
Why do you think it's gone? There's still a lot of shows.
I'm just wondering if there's like, you guys seem to have gotten in on if not the ground floor.
The roaring 20s of podcast.
A 5-story walk up and you entered on the 5th floor. And then it's burgeoned into this skyscraper, this internationally renowned work of architecture in Marvel.
I guess thanks. I don't know what you're trying to say, man.
I'm trying to say, take a break. See what you've built in the last 6 years, man. Pat yourself on the back, castles or otherwise. Speaking of, I wonder how's Samantha B? I wonder if we could get in on the ground door with Sam.
We can't get on the ground door because that's not a thing. And also, they've had a television show for
so
5 years.
So did Conan for 28 almost, right?
Oh, you want her to start a podcast thing?
Yes, with us. And then suddenly it's the Team B, the B team, the A team podcast network poaching
good,
review,
actually.
Review. And all again, kind of your same deal. $1 more than the ad deals we get. I'm gone to Sam B's network. Mike, are you familiar with the powers of Reiki?
I'm not. No.
What a huge pivot.
It all makes sense if you saw my outline.
Did you share it? Did you share your outline?
I can't give you the game plan because part of it is the element of surprise. Danny, you're in a committed relationship.
Sir, I'm married. the highest level of commitment.
He treads lightly because he's made me married on this show like twice, and it does is pressure me to propose even more than
that
I already
is
am.
Absolutely correct.
I'm legally binded to responsibility.
And at the very least, spiritually agreeing to spend your life with someone. I get that. I get that for sure. Jamal, obviously, the dog.
Yeah.
What else about you makes you how you are to us?
Well,
like let's get to know
paid
Sellers.
To do this.
What was the question exactly? I sort of missed it in the word jumble. Can you rephrase
what
you were
saying?
I said,
what makes Danny have to be to us? in how we perceive no, him didn't. To us.
Okay. Because 40 seconds ago, you asked Mike if what he knew about Reiki.
This is not how I wanted this to go. All right. You really fucking threw me off, Blumenfeld, when you didn't record for the first 2 minutes. Like, that's why this is happening.
This is like tennis.
Was so
this
long
is like,
ago
feels very tennis-ish.
This is backwards.
No, but yeah, Danny, what are some like more fun facts about you? Like, you've been working here for 4 months now?
Yeah, I think 4 or 5.
Yeah. So like because we don't have that day to day, I want to get to know Dan A.
Well, for people listening, I am black. That's one the first thing
that's
about
a fun
me
fact.
When you see me. Yeah, I mean, I get to do this podcast every once in a while. I work with Gumball here in Chicago when the world was not closed. I was doing stand up here in the city for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now. Yeah, I'm married. I have a dog.
Are you still planning on leaving Chicago?
Yeah, if you guys will have me, I'm more than down to not be cold as shit for 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
You always talk like you're on the verge of being fired and you're probably one of the most beloved people at this company.
Probably the only one that brings monetary value to the company too, I would say. Like,
not only necessary, but a culture fit, a character.
I appreciate that.
Move.
A cultural touchstone and a pillar, a financial pillar and a pillar
that.
Of confidence.
Yeah.
Well, you're stuck in your second bedroom of your little basic flat in Chicago. You don't get a lot of human interaction. So it's thank you for the reassurance. I needed it.
And how cold are we talking now?
Oh, it's a nice little
mid-January.
Mid-30s, low 30s.
God. Okay.
A little bit of snow earlier.
So you can't complain too much.
Yeah, yeah, but then yeah, it's like yeah. It's walking the dog. It's the ice on the ground from, you know, 2 weeks ago still. It's dirty
slush.
Snow. It's a whole vibe that's not there. So yeah, let me go to LA and pursue my dreams and get a nice little tan and vitamin D.
So we do a segment on this show, which is basically just anytime Marika talks about what she would like things to be, called Brownlee's Druthers. Let's do Sellers Druthers. In terms of like what's your you can have your druthers with your career, right? So what is mm-hmm. it? Is that writing for a show? Is that stand up special and touring the whole year? What is that?
Oh, I would love to be stand up that produces shows, like TV shows or like a sketch.
Like a Judd Apatow.
I think that'll be my but just like better at stand up. no, but I mean, these people are way more richer and successful than I am. So these are just jokes. But yeah, I would I would want to be like a really good stand up and produce show and even produce podcasts with what we're doing here. So there's definitely synergies with HeadGum with what I would want to do in my dream job. And it's nice to be able to work with people that get to do their quote unquote dream job with Jake Amir and Marty and others. So it's pretty tight to work for a small company.
I can see it now. Largo, the newest show at Largo in LA. Sellers and Friends or Sellers Remorse.
Oh, that's
pretty
good.
That might be fire.
Sellers Remorse.
It might be.
Yeah, I like Sellers Remorse. Oh, that's good too.
So you want to work for me?
It's a Sellers Market.
I would love to represent you in any way, shape, or form. I can't offer much in the ways of financial advancement. Career opportunities, the like, because it's all about relationships, right? You want your reps to have good relationships with development companies, production companies. Yeah. And I don't have those.
Yes.
And this is my pitch to you.
So what do you
I
have?
I can make you.
What are you selling?
How in? You are now, but with a rep.
That'd be nice to be able to say that in podcasts or something. Yeah. So my agent was talking to me about all the opportunities I don't have.
And it's really just me that'll biting into a turkey leg. Oh, shit. I forgot to email this guy back for Danny.
Sell me this hen.
Right.
Don't handle livestock.
Did y'all see that thing on, it's a clip on Twitter about one of the lawyers of the dude at the Capitol Hill riot or whatever? He was like, yeah, bro. Like, he was videotaped there. Like, the reporter asked the lawyer, like, so, like, how do you plan on representing this dude? And he was like, well, yeah, he was definitely there, and there's video, and I don't really know what else to tell you. And the guy that did the crime was like right behind him. I'm like, what kind of psychotic lawyer just is like, yeah, he did this shit, but the check cleared, so fuck it. That's how I feel like you would be as an agent.
Absolutely. No, that's exactly right. I was watching this show, Tuning Out the News, and they got Rudy Giuliani on the phone. And they were like crank calling him, and they were like, I guess there's this like cigar bar that he goes to, and he was like, hey, this is X person from the Grand Havana bar. We wanted to inquire about a bill that we need to send you. It's you sat on a chair for 4 minutes and the stain is like nothing the Fiber Seal people have ever seen. It's not really related. Mike, you promised me you were gonna come in hot today, and you've barely gotten
I did.
A word
Amir
in
swept it
no
away.
Way.
Amir took any hope of me coming
Thank
with my
you.
A game today.
No.
Dude.
There was, I barely.
I was on a roll, and no one can say
we
otherwise. No one can say otherwise right now. It's my word against yours.
I know you didn't delete your audio. I know you still have what you said, which was, I'm under a blanket and here's some sunlight.
Prove it, dude.
That was your roll that Prove I ruined. It. I'm sorry. You're right. You're
Mike,
on a
I've
roll.
I've never seen you like
Mike,
this.
I know we. We've never met, but you're giving me big Kylo Ren vibes.
Right? Yeah. You know, I've had that before, actually.
Kind of an Adam Driver type.
Yeah.
Well, we were on a call with, name drop here, Bobby Moynihan for Dead Eyes, and he saw me sitting in the background of the Zoom call, and he goes, oh, Kylo Ren's right behind you. Look out. He killed his father. And he just said that.
That's cool.
And that's really it. That's
I met LeBron because his high school alma mater played my alma mater. This is just in the way of like a worse celebrity story. And I went up to him, I gave him a $5 bill and to sign, and I because everybody was like kind of storming him a little bit peacefully. And I was like, you know, LeBron, we have the same last name. And you know what he said?
What?
He didn't say anything.
Nice.
Okay.
Dax. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Were you a sports guy?
I was a sports guy in the way of like swimming, like as much as swimming is or isn't
a sport. This is unique.
I did soccer, but okay. I sucked. So. Amir, what sports did you do in high school?
Very little. I wasn't allowed to play sports like on my school team because everyone was better than me, obviously. I was 5'7" and 98 pounds and couldn't run very fast or jump very high. I couldn't move fluidly and I was very breakable, right. Fragile as a person. I played what was called summer league basketball, trying to make the team as a freshman, junior varsity. This is a private Jewish school, so set the bar low.
And I couldn't quite.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. So don't fucking talk to me yet.
I think there's a lot of reasons you didn't make the team. You at the tryout.
I had an
give me another shot, coach.
Attitude problem. So I could shoot fine and do everything else poorly. And I didn't quite crack the top 15 of the top 15 that didn't make it to varsity. So it was the best 15 best 15 boys in a school with about 200 boys. Most of them were not interested in basketball. They made the varsity. Then there was a tryout of about 18 for the next 15, and I didn't make that 15. So what I was left with is me twiddling my fucking thumbs playing NBA Jam on a Sega Genesis at age 15.
And did you have a Sega Genesis?
Because they didn't let me play. I couldn't have the Genesis. I really couldn't have the Genesis.
Why? It takes no dexterity or any of the skills you've listed that you didn't have.
My parents were afraid I'd have like a video game obsession, so they wouldn't give me this shit.
So instead you turned to gambling.
I'm just kidding. They loved me. They gave it to me. Yeah. Instead I just started watching basketball, which is like playing basketball. Only anybody can do it. And that's how I ended up how I am.
Your school was...
So no, I didn't play any sports in high school.
Yeah. Well, your high school was what? Dairy Institute?
Dairy Institute?
Dairy Academy?
Why dairy? Why do you think it was so milk-based?
Doesn't it sound like milk?
Oh, yeah. It was Milken Community High School. Michael Milken.
Yeah.
Who was like a famous
dairy
junk
farmer.
Bond criminal invested in this school. And that's why it's called Michael Milken Community High School.
Isn't it at the like, top of
jail.
Bel Air? I feel like I've driven past
it. Yeah, it's on Mulholland.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a... If right off the 405, if you're driving into the valley.
Mm.
You look so stressed.
No, I'm not stressed. It's like I have time codes of like when we're supposed to be where, and like we have 5 more minutes to fill, and I can't think of Jack. Comité's offering me nothing in the form of entertainment value. Sellers is Sellers out because I know that he's joining Team Coco.
The papers are already on the way.
Yeah.
What?
I proctored not only an exam, but the deal for Danny for Team Coco.
So you were his agent.
We
you're a headhunter.
Talk about.
Okay.
What's that?
You're a headhunter is what I said.
Have you seen Entourage?
Yeah, some.
You know Ari Gold?
Yeah.
I'm Ari Brown.
What is your
I'm going to fight for my clients like, what's that? I am nice. Half Indian, half white. Bi, as it were. In some way, shape, or form, I'm also curious about the world. So one could say I'm bi curious and mercurial.
Are you just freestyling random words?
No, I'm gonna fight for my clients like I fight with my wife. My favorite scene from Entourage, and I know it's like kind of a really misogynistic show. I tried to rewatch it. I was like, oh, I used to love this show. And I rewatched it. I was like, this is low-hanging fruit. But it's when Ari Gold is in therapy, couples therapy with his wife. And he's just like, she's complaining about how he has no time for her. The phone rings. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, he has no time for me. It's always about work. And then he's like, I said that I'll make time for you, but this is the bat line, babe. All right. This is the emergency cell phone. And then he's like, Bart, like looking to the therapist, like, right? And then she's like, I just saying, like, you could turn the phone off 1 hour. 1 hour a week is all I ask. And he's like, well, you know, yeah, we could turn the phone off for an hour if you want to live in a, like, one-bedroom apartment in Studio fucking City, right? But if you want, like, a two-week vacation in Santorini, Greece once a year, then I got to pick up the phone when it rings at 1 p.m. on a fucking Wednesday.
I would have to say it's his anger. I mean, he goes from 0 to 100 in a second flat.
Come on.
Do you feel this is an accurate assessment?
No, I'm a very calm guy. I mean, whether I'm a very calm person, all right? Whether I'm at work or in a social situation, I am extremely calm. But my wife, who I love very dearly, she likes to nag. And I react to the nagging.
Overreact.
Sometimes, okay, maybe, but without the nagging, no reaction.
Well, what he calls nagging, I call trying to have a relationship.
Look, there's no proverbial judge sitting on a bench judging you.
Ari, I told you to turn that off.
I did turn it off, but this is the emergency line. This is the bat line, baby.
Do you need to get that?
I do need to take this,
no,
yes.
No, he doesn't. I asked for 1 hour out of a day for his undivided attention. And I can't even have that.
You can have it if you want to live in Agoura fucking Hills and go to group therapy. But if you want a Beverly Hills mansion and you want a country club membership and you want 9 weeks a year and a Tuscan villa, then I'm going to need to take a call when it comes in at noon on a motherfucking Wednesday.
See, that's it. There it is.
You know what?
I have to take this. So that's what I'll do. You mentioned committing to someone you love for the rest of your life. That is, it might have to be what marriage is like for me.
It might have to be.
Welcome to Oh Danny Boy, the pipes are calling.
It's smooth.
Danny, this is only for you. I'm gonna play some type of pipe sound. Now, don't take it literally, or do. I play the pipe sound. Mike and Amir, you can speak freely, but this game is only for Danny. And you have to describe in your own words what the pipe sound is and then attribute it to something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay, here we go. Pipe number one.
Grammarly can help you write quickly and confidently, so you never have.
Sounds like
pay stop for YouTube, sleeping dude. With earbuds in your.
This is
Grammarly. Sounds like someone who didn't pay for fucking premium YouTube.
That's what everybody keeps saying, but I thought that you even do get ads on YouTube Premium.
No, not the one you got.
All right, here we go. Pipe sound number one. Answer it anytime.
Sounds like someone slowly having sex on like a fragile tin bed.
A fragile tin bed.
A New York City heater.
Right, yeah, right.
Close. That was heating pipes clanging in a house. Let's talk about it.
No, there are no houses in New York.
When you hear that, is that actual like metal on metal? It sounds so metal on metal, but it's really just like, how is it like hot air steaming through a radiator?
Clanking, expanding, contracting.
Oh, there's flowing, like little flaps editing. That are hitting metal on metal?
I don't know.
Where'd you find that?
I always said I should have been a plumber.
I never got to the bottom of that.
I plumbed last year.
Meaning?
You fixed the toilet?
I installed a sink, Danny. And I learned that to plumb, and I said this before, but to plumb is to get the pipes just so. So
that's the most boring sentence.
To plumb is to make sure that the water supply line gets to where it needs to the valves, right? of any kind of, like, you know, faucet or bathtub or et cetera, shower head. And it basically, like, this, if this is the bottom of the sink and it's the drain pipe and it needs
people
to get outside.
People can definitely see what you're doing right now.
I spent a heartbroken period of my life after a breakup alone in an apartment during quarantine of a deadly virus.
Was it your house or was it just like you were just freelancing laying down pipes?
I was DIYing because I didn't want any, like, the sink was shitty of this apartment and I wanted to fix it.
You were renting?
Hmm?
You were renting a home and you did major work to the home you're renting.
I knocked down a wall, sure.
For a rental?
No, I did. I voided the security deposit to be sure, but they definitely could charge more after all the work.
No,
I did.
You should be getting money, sir. You did major functional work in the home.
I improved it to be absolutely sure. Pipe number two. Oh, Danny boy, what pipes are calling?
Sounds like someone recording like a coin exchange with a phone in their pocket.
Yeah, like a coin star. Yeah.
Right, like a nice Walmart coin star, like, as they're shifting the phone through their hands. Because what was the little, that was the weird little hand movements in the microphone kind of threw me off, but it was a Coinstar.
Amir, didn't you used to turn dummy dimes into actual cash at Coinstars?
Yeah, so you take pennies and if you grind them down enough, when you pour them into the Coinstar, they act as 10 cents. So after, like, let's say 30 minutes of grinding the penny down to the dime-sized metal.
Just one?
No, I could do like 10 in a day and I would leave there with like a 50% success rate. So I'm getting like basically 50 cents for every 10 pennies. It's pretty, it doesn't sound like a lot now, but this was 1999.
It isn't.
Yeah. I was saying that, like, yeah. you get, cause then you turn to the right and
it still wouldn't
like
even equate to, even with inflation, it's less than minimum wage.
We should also explain.
And I know that you make
less than that. But like when you're in high school, we should explain to kids what coin stars are. Cause basically like money used to come in these like metal discs that you could exchange for like actual cash and digital currency. So there used to be these giant kiosks that you can sort of dump your coins into and it would spit out a monetary value.
Pipe number three.
Wait, what was pipe number two?
Oh, that was a radiator.
Oh.
Okay.
This is pipe number three. I think Amir or Mike might get it. Danny might also get it. But yeah. I feel like you either get it immediately or don't at all. So none of you got it. Mike is... Yeah, that's straight, Jen.
Mike, do you know what it is? I think I know.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Danny, you can phone a friend once.
Oh, is it the Mario pipes?
Yeah!
Nice!
Good work.
Correct! It's not a game. It's just a segment, but still, it's correct. All right, this is pipe number four. I might get fired.
How many pipes are there?
There's five.
Oh. All right.
The cheeks clapping.
Amir left.
Are you shitting me? Yes, that's exactly right. That is someone laying the pipe, as it were. Mike knows what I'm talking about.
This can't be in a podcast.
Right. I'll bleep it, but we got to get Amir back because if it's bleeped, then the payoff of him leaving doesn't hit. All right, here we go. Number five, pipe number five.
There's more? Is this still the ad?
Amir, this is pipe number five. The one you missed was laying the pipe sex-wise. Yeah.
I'm assuming that is a young man in the 80s or 90s surfing a pipe.
Exactly right. I would have also taken Stevie Ray Vaughan's Pipeline, because that's what the song is. But it was, I think, the theme song to the show, Pipeline. Or no, sorry. It was the theme song to Back to the Beach, a surfing movie. This has been Oh Danny Boy, What Pipes Are Calling. Oh Danny Boy, What Pipes Are Calling. All right, here we go.
The violent speed up of that was really crazy.
Welcome to Mike or Ike.
That was like 30 seconds.
So this is a game show with real cash involved. Again, $10 for every correct answer, where I'm going to read a quote, and it's either attributed to Mike Comite or Ike Barinholtz. So you have to guess.
Who has to guess?
These are true things that both of them have said, whether verbally or not. All right, really got to bring my A game.
Mike.
Correct! $10 to the, yeah.
What?
To the bane of my existence. Sorry. But like, I know you give me employment or whatever, but like, it's these little gentle ribbings that happen in the Slack especially that just stick with me. Like, I'll lay awake nights sweating. Yeah, second one is very funny to me that most of these people running around and quoting Orwell are the sort of people that Orwell hated most.
That was Ike Barinholtz, right?
Correct! $20. Wow, really cleaning house. Here we go. Number three. Truly wish I lived in Georgia today so I could play a small part in making sure Mitch McConnell's final years are mired in sadness and misery.
Mike.
You owe me $10,
Dan. No, thank you.
All right.
You can't put that on the air.
Correct. Mike asked me to bleep it out, but he did guess himself, basically. That's $10 to the man enshrouded in mystery and misery. All right, this one, what about this? Ha 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 ha.
Both.
Correct. That's $20 to Danny. He's up 10. Because you have to assume that both Mike and Ike have chuckled.
At least once.
Right, Amir?
Yeah.
At least once. All right. I love Bucatini, and this article explaining its recent absence is just fantastic.
Ike?
Correct! That's $30 to Amir. All right. Please, please cut out the part where I explicitly...
Yo! How did you come up with this shit?
Yeah, man. How do you come up with this, dude?
I can't be sure, but I swear to God, Mike might have said that.
Yeah, once. I doubt it, but Mike?
Correct! All right, so just to be clear, $40 to Amir, $10 to Danny. Just give me a fucking second here. Talk about yourselves.
You don't have to do this, especially not now, during the show, to Venmo us. You look...
Danny, what's your Venmo handle?
That sounds like intro music to like a Netflix like Beverly Hill Cop series.
Yeah, right. One of the reality shows.
Like how Cobra Kai is now, like the remake. Like that would be nice. Let's make that happen.
Yeah,
I can be Eddie Murphy.
Amir, what do you think about the recent trade? Huge trade in the NBA. Danny, are you an NBA fan too?
Yes, sir.
Who do you if you're from Cincinnati,
let's hear Mike's interest in the trade. I want to hear what Mike has to say, but Danny, you can answer that question first.
Grew up a Lakers fan, early 2000s, and then also Cavs fan. So those are the two teams.
Regardless of LeBron, man, that's
those are my two squads.
Yeah, we were part of the trade. We got Jared Allen, young core, Sexton, Garland,
strong,
Okoro.
Strong afro.
Yeah. He looked sad when he was getting off the plane. It's funny because, I mean, the Cavs social media refuses to acknowledge that none of the players want to play in Cleveland. So, like, they're like, our two new guys. And it's like Jared Allen stepping off and kind of hiding his face because he's like on the verge of tears.
Mike, you live close to Barclays Center. Let's hear what's the vibe like in Brooklyn now that you guys got James frickin' Harden. Just, I guess, your quick reaction and then expectations going forward for the Nets.
Oh, it's crazy, man.
Right?
It's out of control here.
Yeah.
I just people are screaming in the streets. They're flipping outside.
Yeah.
You can't
go anywhere.
I haven't been in 2 days.
Yeah. And then what do you think? What's your expectation for the squad going forward now? Championship or bust? Or?
Yeah. Do you think it's going to be Lakers Nets? That's just to anybody, I guess.
That seems the most likely, but I would bet on something else happening versus that specific matchup.
Because the return would be better, or
I'm curious. Like this is not a team that's played together at all, and now it's just like, all right, we're 12 games into the season, and see if you can make it to the finals. Now it usually doesn't happen that quickly.
The only thing I will say is putting any superstar. I know this is not a sports podcast. Putting any superstar with KD is pretty deadly. That can be not Russell Westbrook pretty much.
You're saying deadly in a good way, like they're gonna destroy or
no for them. Like it's you look at the Warriors. I thought the same thing in like it's only one ball, but all these guys shooting. But when you have him and anyone else that is elite at scoring, it's like now even if one person has a bad night, this other person can still give you 40 easily.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
best two scorers.
What do we think about Kai? Speaking of Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Super related to each other.
Like, what do we think of Kyrie Irving in general? Or
no, about his shenanigans, right? Like, he was on a Zoom for, you know, some DA candidate in Brooklyn. What is that?
What's politics?
Man. Like, you got to be serious if you want to be a basketball player.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I think
as
so.
As you know.
as I know. It was funny because that video went viral of him dancing at his sister's birthday party, which...
Family sucks.
Everybody's had a COVID birthday by the end of this thing, and it's going to suck. Like, don't try to make the best of it, right? Like, nobody's going to text you on your birthday, and I can tell you from experience, and that's fine. That's COVID.
Actually, my birthday is coming up. By the time this airs, it will have already happened, so...
Right.
It kind of hurts
and you
for you to hear that.
Have already started getting some gifts.
You did. You sent me shoes for my birthday.
What kind?
They're Jordan 1s, you said.
Wow, yeah. That's expensive.
Yeah, really.
Jordan
incredible.
1s.
Yeah. Purple.
Well, I love
right?
sending Amir iffy beef from Yoshinoya.
Didn't you also send me a shirt that
Kadoba?
Says Daddy's Little Funyun? That was a 5XL.
I did send you that. I did send you a shirt that, thank you, that said Daddy's Little Funyun. That was a 5XL. Oh my God.
Jeez.
That's a house.
That's a big ass t-shirt.
What do I, like, how do I get rid of this now? You gave me garbage.
So the Jordans were to make up for it. I also feel this weird prediction that I'm gonna, like... make it huge somehow, monetarily. Like, get in on the ground door of, let's say, a Samantha Bee podcast network.
You keep saying that, but there's no way.
Manifesting it, Blumenfeld.
I bet you won't make it big on the ground door of anything, let alone a Samantha Bee podcast network. I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
Okay. I gotta reevaluate.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, this is a great time to plug the podcast that you and I might do.
Yeah, it's about money, isn't it?
Money, right? Spendthrifts? Racks on, racks off? That was another
Racks on? There's no way I would ever do a show with you called Racks on, Racks off. I would instantly put my 2 weeks notice. Racks on.
You would quit your job entirely, not even just say, hey, I don't want to do the show.
I would be offended.
Okay, I get that.
A lot of Karate Kid references in this podcast.
That's right. Yeah. Wax on, wax off.
Plugs. Danny, tell the people what you're working on. What's your social media is Follow Sellers on all platforms, right?
Yes, sir. Hopefully the show that we potentially do is going to be fire.
Absolutely.
Keep listening to all the Gumball and HeadGum shows. Listen to those. I'm doing all kind of stuff on my social media. The pop-up TV, talking about sneakers every other Friday.
Whoa.
When this drops, I guess it'll be an off week, but all kind of jazz.
So it'll be an off-white week. So you got the...
No.
Oh.
Just an off week.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't get
what he said. Air Maxes.
Just, let's just be appropriate, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Sure.
Sneakers are pretty serious business.
Thank you, Amir.
Of course.
I didn't want to be awkward, but we've been talking.
Yeah, I don't think it's awkward. It's a lot to handle right now with Jeff in charge.
Yeah.
Of anything.
I could really use Sucks to Hear Man, Ferris's superhero alter ego from episode 9.
What was that character?
You remember that, Amir?
Vaguely.
Is that a blazer right behind you?
Yeah, I'm in a closet.
It's like these buttons gently rubbing against your ear all episode.
Mike, plugs anything. The floor is yours. Go.
Old Best Friend, Apple Music, Spotify. Also, Old Best Friend, if you are playing the game Star Wars Squadrons, come fly with me.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
It's a Star Wars game where you fly a spaceship and you shoot people. It's fun. So if you're playing that game, find me as Old Best Friend in that game.
How do you play that game?
With a joystick and a throttle or a controller or a keyboard and mouse. Yeah, I built a PC for it, actually. It's a $26 game, and I built a $1,300 computer to play this $26 game.
Is it that good?
Investments.
Honestly, yes. It's been great. It's been a really fun experience to build a computer.
And then for people to come, quote, find you, how would they find you? And then what does that mean to find you?
In the game, it's an EA game. And so you have like this EA ID. And so in the game, you can like search for somebody by their ID, which is Old Best Friend for me in my case. And then you can join a squadron, a five-person squadron, kind of like a basketball team, you know, basketball, five people. No, I know sports.
Don't try to turn that into this. This isn't basketball.
No, like an X-Wing is kind of like, you know,
power forward.
Yeah, exactly. And I would say like maybe a B-Wing is a center, I would
That's
say.
That's cool.
Because they're really like tall and they...
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if we want to make Star Wars segments, I can go on all day about this stuff. But if you want to talk basketball, this is all I got.
Yeah.
I watched the whole shit like 2 years ago from... Not chronological order, but like when the story was supposed, I guess, from the newest ones back to the old ones.
Wow.
What's the order? What is that called?
The order that they came out in, or the order, like the episodic order?
Episodic, like the early
episode
2001.
Oh, that's a really hard way to watch it.
Because it's like the graphics and shit are like, okay, then it goes to god awful.
Yeah.
And then it goes to...
My college girlfriend hadn't seen Star Wars ever. And so in college, I was like, let's do an experiment. Let's show her the Star Wars films in episodic order like you watch. She loved the prequel trilogy, which people famously hate. She hated the original trilogy because the effects just got way worse. All of a sudden, it was a lot slower. Hated it. So she had a very similar experience to you. I think it's a horrible way to
Come
watch it. Okay.
With me. Let's fly, let's
Finally
fly
on a roll, dude. Come on.
Sorry, I just needed to record it so that it would go into the QuickTime and I'll splice it in right when you say come fly with me. Yeah. Amir plugs.
So sorry, yet you interrupted the flow of a conversation so you can use an audio clip, which you could have used anyway.
Yeah, you can. Do you know
you
how to
use
edit?
It to cut off Mike and then you didn't
go
back to
him. I just
him.
Don't want
to
make more work for myself. Sorry that I am smart about how to streamline.
Ruin conversation in a podcast.
As the host.
It's the most I've spoken on the show. Like, in every episode.
Mike gave us all his passions. He gave stories. He had clear,
talked about building
concise...
computers, Star Wars, past loves.
Okay.
And then you just
you
cut
know
me off.
He was
I'm not
going to
sit here and be chastised, right? That's the one thing I'm not going to do.
You are. What else could you do?
Speaking of big words, Jeff, that dude on Twitter said we should start a podcast about big words on in the dictionary. Did you see that? You added me on that.
Yeah, I brought you into the thread and then also brought in Merriam-Webster's. So I'm wondering if there's like a sponsored podcast that we could kind of, you know, make a deal. And
they're
also
on Gumball.
Merriam-Webster?
Yeah.
Ferris, cut this out because this is going to happen. Forget this money idea. Amir plugs.
Yeah, catch me outside. How about da?
This has been a regrettable hour.
Oh my God. I was joking.
Danny, Mike, thanks so much for doing the show. You guys can cut and leave the Zoom whenever you want. Amir, why don't you stay on and keep recording? I want to nip it in the bud before it becomes a big thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be bigger than it is already.
It's not a big thing. All right. This is crazy.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.